Okay, we're opening the meeting at 6 o'clock. No additions in 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, I'm
somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. There's no additions, deletions to the agenda today. Really, the only thing on the agenda, is discuss management of Lake Eden Recreation Area's employment and management situation. And so, with that said, to discuss that kind of stuff, we have to be in executive session. So I make a motion that we go into an executive session to discuss employment and evaluation of public employees.
And you're inviting all these meetings?
And I guess we got to invite everybody that's here, right?
Yep.
And then, so there's a list somewhere of everybody that's here. I'm not going to. So that's everybody's invited.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I guess the ayes have it. So. So we've returned from executive sessions. We had a great discussion and no decisions were made. So I'm going to make a motion that we reopen the meeting or leave executive session or whatever motion we're making. to resume regular meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No, aye.
You aye. The ayes have it. So after interviewing and discussing and rediscussing and deciding whatever, I believe the decision we made originally in some previous meeting, I don't know when the hell it was,
a week ago,
you'll have to look it up, but whatever that meeting was, to
the 28th,
to hire Pam and Melissa as co-managers at the Eden Recreation Area, it still stands. So I don't think we need to even make another motion. I think we already did it. I think we just wanted to executive session was to clarify that everybody was on board and everybody knew what was going on.
Get the bugs worked out.
So I believe we've got all the bugs worked out, and I think it's a good solution. But I think that the decision that was made at the last meeting stands.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
I don't know if I'm, is that right?
Yeah, it should, okay.
Yeah. Because we've already decided that. We just want to make sure we were good with it.
All you guys got to do is sign your contract.
So we sure appreciate all of the help and the time spent here getting this squared away. I think it's an important thing for the town. I still stand with my father that the town shouldn't be running a beach, but if we're going to, I'm glad it's you guys doing it.
Be a fun summer.
Yep, should be a good summer.
The lawnmower needs an oil change before we can run it, correct? Or should it be good to go as it is?
Would you have her hours on it when you got done last year?
It was changed right before we closed.
It was changed. Basically, you walked hours.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Like 200 hours, or I don't know what you guys do.
I'd have to ask Isaiah what it was.
Yeah,
it was less than 15, guaranteed.
So, if you can remember to do it,
less than 15.
Throw a notebook in the shed, just write down the hours of what it is right now, and then you can look and say, oh, look, we're going to change the oil 200.
I have a book at the shop, and then click it open. The first page has all the VIN numbers and the equipment there, and then as you go down through, change the oil in truck number 4,
right.
And it just tells you when you did it, how many hours on it, how many miles on it, and then
we'll hang something in the shed and do that.
Yeah,
but you think it's only got 15 on the essential oil?
Yeah, because so he just did it right at fall.
Should be good then if you're running.
Because I said to him, I said, they're going to send it away for service, and why are you doing that now? You know, but it was just barely done then.
Good. Fires, there's not a lot to service in it. You want to make sure you grease it.
Handful of grease.
If you're using it 20 hours or so, it wouldn't hurt. Throw a little bit of, because with my equipment, I grease it every 8 hours.
Yeah, he did that too. He's good with that.
So you should be good in there for another 175 hours or
whatever. Yeah, it should be good for a while. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, just make a note, look, keep a log of when it was serviced and as we go.
You can probably Google it and they'll tell you how many hours you're supposed to run it.
Probably.
we'll hang something.
We'll hang something.
You'll get about 100 answers because every single thing you look at will give you something.
Actually, some of the stuff is pretty good. It tells you.
And it's my understanding going through the last meeting that you changed the price for the shelters to just 150 straightforward, no more 100. or any of that, correct?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what the details were.
Yeah, last year we
did that. I don't know if it's going to be into there, yeah.
Well, we still did the 100 before.
I think you did that in transition.
We did that in transition after the first year, and after the first, it changed.
Oh, okay, because I was under the assumption that it was still going to be 100 for, like, the Eden residents, and if we had a lot of elderly people in a group.
No, we, I don't think
I think we went to the 150 we're waiting to, because then we were waiting
after
because, remember, what? Because Faye was concerned in there about, brought up the concern about if people had already booked it way ahead, so we were certain.
We just didn't want to step
okay.
on that.
So
no no booking until after July, January 1st.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So we did that.
We did that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, so I think that was.
So I goofed a share, and I do have a couple in there for 100.
It is, that's fine.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But for going
forward,
yeah.
forward
yeah. 150 straightforward,
yeah.
no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's fair enough. So nice they got the thing, the pit,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
All you
want.
Can do is the best you
yeah.
can do, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So. With that said, I think the Lyra thing's pretty good and done. I got one other thing. I looked up the, I got another. I looked up the, remember they asked me to do the formula on 2 by
yeah,
10s
yeah.
by 16, but one of the things.
When do you want to
be? Are you going to consider
yeah.
just from this
yeah.
wall
to the vault?
The vault wall, the meeting room?
Yeah, 30 feet.
If that's the case. It's 24 by 30, 740 square feet. If you're under 750 square feet, your capacity is 50 or less, and you can go with 80 pounds square. So it's
so it's just double what regular houses and
16 on center.
So if we decide you want to go
you
foot
want,
on center, we go foot.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
And.
Well, it's only a 12-foot span, too, so that's what I'm saying. If we put a
well,
beam...
Well, no, I looked it up for 12-foot span.
Yeah, but I'm just
right?
saying, because
yeah.
we decided we didn't care about the carrying beam, right?
No.
We don't care if it's a beam and a post, whatever, every
nope.
8 feet down through there. We don't care.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But
yeah,
it's
the
so,
yeah.
so, but you're only required by law,
yeah.
if you're over 750 square feet, and you're over 50 capacity for meeting space. If not, you can be, use the 80 pounds a square.
You're going to be over 50 per... Square. Oh, 50
well,
for the meeting room. 50 people.
Well, we're under 750 square feet, so it
yeah.
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm saying, I'm
but,
for the difference in material, what
if,
don't
if
we
go to,
it's only a few 2 by 10.
If you go to 2 by
12,
2 by 10,
yeah.
12 inches on center,
yeah.
you're at 100 pounds.
Yeah. I'm for that.
So
then that way that we know we got it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
so
saying. It is
I just
want
to make sure you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate
I looked
that,
it up and dug into it. And it's
yeah.
like those are the two numbers, right?
Yeah.
You get 2 by 12, 2 by 10 on 12 will give you at a 12-foot span.
Yeah.
Will give you 100.
So that gives us
square.
That's actually brings us to where that somebody had said.
Then
the
if
original
more stuff, than 50
but,
people are in there,
yeah.
you don't have to put up a sign. Capacity, max 50.
Yeah.
If we went on 16, you have to put that sign.
Yeah.
No more than 50.
I'm all in favor for the extra
just
12.
Add the extra.
I am. I don't care if
yeah.
I go 10.
Yeah.
10 inches on center. I don't
yeah.
care.
Sounds good. 100%.
I'd rather make sure, take the bounce out of it. I'd rather make
yeah.
sure it's
well,
solid.
And that's the other
it?
Thing.
Yeah.
They said one of the things that will give you a little more is if you don't use spruce, you use fir,
yeah.
will be stiffer.
Yeah.
That's the other, when you look up the wood and
yeah,
that,
the
all the bullshit
yeah.
that goes with it. But the state regulations were what I was
yeah.
more concerned with than what kind of wood.
Yeah.
And that's what the requirement is.
Yeah.
There's Class A and B meeting rooms. One of the classes is less than 750 square feet, less than 50 people. With movable seating. If you have stationary seating, then you have another hole.
Formula you got to go
whole
by.
Formula
oh,
you
yeah.
got to go by. But we don't. We're having movable. So I think if we go 2 by 12, 2 by 10s, 12 inches, we're more than covered.
I'm in favor of that.
Yeah.
I can't,
I'm,
then
I'm with you.
We'll never know. If nothing.
Yeah.
Else, it's like forming up. You never know you overform. Everybody knows when you underform.
That's
yeah.
right.
Underbrace
yeah.
yeah. That's
why
right.
well, I said even with. I'd rather not cut the corners on the concrete.
Nope.
Or
nope.
Or the
I
flooring.
Yep.
So.
Or the roof.
So
yeah.
Or the roof.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you guys know
yeah.
before next okay. week's meeting that
yeah.
that's where we're going to go with that. I'll change
yeah.
the document to say
yeah.
12 on center.
Yeah. yeah.
Right. So we'll go from there.
I think that's going to be great.
We'll get a shag carpet, but other than that,
that's okay.
But this will give this will make it a whole lot should make it a whole lot easier to be able to bring this forward nice and even, right? Straight
well,
and
yeah.
pass through everything.
Yeah.
And it'll make it a lot easier when it meets down going over the top of
meets
that.
The concrete. Yep.
Yeah, over the top of that concrete. And,
yeah. So these 2 by 10 underneath here.
Yeah.
I think they are. Yeah.
I,
probably done.
Whatever I measured, I came and measured. Remember,
yeah.
I came
yeah.
and measured.
That's pretty
everything.
Standard. This
yeah.
is built. I think it was just built like a house.
Yeah.
A lot of the things when they were going only with the 24, though, boy, a lot of times they went with 2x8s because the spans are going there.
Only 12x8.
Yeah, because it's only going in there. But usually this year, that's why, you don't, here. That's why you don't have a spring. Because
you don't have a spring. And also, it's got something to do with the, depending on what kind of roof you have and whether these are supporting walls. Yeah. Part of that goes into the calculation for the overall snow load.
Yeah.
And up here, we're far enough north, so our snow load goes up a little bit.
It does in the roof. That's why the roof, the trusses are trusses when they engineer that. Because they the zones.
Yeah, yeah, the zones. Are. We're just far, a little bit like in Burlington, you don't have to have quite as much snow load.
I'd rather have more snow load than my trusses.
Oh, yeah. No
better off to build it than having trusses breathe while you're.
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't put John
so
on.
You need to make your motion.
I make a motion to adjourn if you're ready.
I am.
So you seconded that motion.
I did. Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So the ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.